This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Pfizer is beginning a study that compares its original COVID vaccine with doses specially tweaked to fight the Omicron variant. The AP's Julie Walker. The
study was announced Tuesday and includes 1,420 healthy adults. Most are vaccinated and will get boosters of the Omicron-based vaccine or the original version. Some unvaccinated volunteers will get three Omicron-based doses. Health experts say the original vaccines still offer good protection against severe illness and death. Studies have made clear that adding a booster dose strengthens that protection. I'm Julie Walker.
Expected to arrive today in Ukraine, a shipment of military equipment and munitions from the U.S., as fears rise that Russia will attack Ukraine. The U.S. has also put 8,500 troops on higher alert to potentially deploy to Europe as part of a NATO response force, if necessary. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby.
No mission has been assigned to these troops. No deployment orders have been sent to them. What the secretary has ordered them to do is to be ready to go.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby. Ukraine's president is telling his people there's no reason to panic. He says they have things under control. Today at the federal civil rights trial of three former Minneapolis police officers accused in the death of George Floyd, the jury will hear from witnesses. Yesterday, during opening statements, prosecutors told the jury that they will show that the three men did nothing as Officer Derek Chauvin pressed George Floyd's neck to the ground. Defense attorneys blamed Chauvin and said Floyd struggled with officers before they restrained him. Less than 2 weeks now until the Winter Olympics in Beijing, and Beijing residents are coping with sudden lockdowns and sweeping COVID testing requirements. China's trying to prevent a coronavirus outbreak ahead of the Winter Games. This is AP News. The AP's Tim McGuire reports on a plot to smuggle military-grade weapons and ammunition to a Mexican drug cartel.
Six men are charged in a scheme to run military-grade guns and ammunition to a major Mexican drug cartel. Federal prosecutors say the plot included hundreds of thousands of rounds of legally available ammunition in Oregon and Nevada and some 10,000 armored-piercing 50-caliber incendiary rounds picked up in Arizona. There are also assault rifles and kits to assemble miniguns, which are six-barrel rotary machine guns capable of firing up to 6,000 rounds per minute. The plot, hatched in March of 2020, lasted about a year, and some items did make it to Mexico, the rest seized by authorities. The six are charged with conspiracy to violate federal export laws.
The head of the U.S. Military Special Ops Command has tested positive for COVID. General Richard Clark has very mild symptoms, they say. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.